Okay, we thank again our sponsor for this month, Dr. Moshe and Brian D. Benrush, Lila Nishmas, Yaakov Kabel Ben Yechiel, Sviya Cohen. There must be a way to pause the recording instead of stopping it.
There is.
Oh, only when you're on your lock screen, I see. Okay. Yeah. So on Tezvav Manalaf, the Gemara says, the Gemara is giving the list of how many people are needed to evaluate the worth of people and items. So, Adam Kiyotz Behen. Adam Kiyotz Behen meaning 10 people, one of them being Kohen. Kiyotz Behen meaning Karka. So, Adam Mi Kaddish. What are you talking about? Adam can't become Kaddish that we're being, we're valuing the price. Amar Bahu, but Omar Demai Alai. The value of me, I will donate to the Mikdash. Desanya, Ha Omar Demai Alai, Shamno Sokabit Adam Karbashuk. I think there's a machlokes rishon, maybe not on the page, but Rabbi Yonachan references whether it's an Eved Ivri, Eved Knaini, the Eved Iskash Lekarkaos. Yeah, so just to get a little bit of a Havana in this concept of Eved Iskash Lekarkaos, of Adam Hukash Lekarkaos, of the fact that we're evaluating an Adam based on Eved who's Hukash Lekarkaos. So just to understand a little more, it'll help us with this line in Gemara, but it'll also help us with the next lines in the Gemara, Mirz Hashem. So, there's an important machlokes rishonim. If you go to the Gemara in Kedushin on the Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara there is talking about different, unique ways of being Kaddish and Isha. So one of the examples, Bari Rava, question, Heilich manav akadish and ilacha lach. So a guy says to a lady, here's a mane, and let me be mekudash to you. Or I'll be mekadish you. No. She says to him, sorry, Heilich mane ve'akadash ani lecha. Like I said the first time. Take this money, and I'll be mekudeshes to you. Mahu, does that work? Amar marzutra mishmeder papa mekudeshes, it works. Amar le Rav Ashi le marzutra and Cain, how does that work? Seemingly, she's giving the mane, he's being kona the mane, and through that act, whatever that means, he's also being kona her, being kaddish her, right? So the Gemara says, if that's true, it's havelei nechasim sheyesh l'machayis, nicknamed nechasim she'en l'machayis. V'anan ibchatana, nechasim she'en l'machayis, nicknamed nechasim sheyesh l'machayis, because of jarach hazaka. We know there's such a concept of kinyei agav, karka, that if a person is makne karka, so there's details in terms of whether it has to be tzavur on the karka or not, but you can be makne amataltalin agav karka, so I can be makne my karka to you, and through, via that karka, with that karka, you're also kona samataltalin some midi naidi. But here, it's the exact opposite, right? She's saying, here's a coin, here's money, that's the metalphalin. The guy is being kona the money, and then what? Agav the money, he's being kona her. That's nechasem, says the Gemara, sheyesh l'machayis being nicknamed im nechasem she'in l'machayis. The woman is apparently nechasem sheyesh l'machayis, and she's being nicknamed with the nechasem she'in l'machayis, the metalphalin, the mana. So that's the opposite of kinyan agav. It's not metalphalin agav karka. It's karka agav metalphalin. So says Rashi here, sheish lamachayis, Adam hukish l'karkos. Rashi says, Adam hukish l'karkos. A person is halachically equivalent to karka d'chzivis nachal temo osam l'rashi z'chuza. That there's a hekish from Adam to karka. And so the Adam has dinim of karka. So what Rashi says basically is that you should take this Gemara at face value. This Gemara says that had we understood this kinyan to be, and the Gemara ends up saying it's Adam chash of shiny, that be'ahi ana, that he's makabel the pruta from her, she's mikudeshes him. But that's the maskana. But in terms of what the Gemara was assuming the stage, the Gemara was saying it would have been an example of nechasim she'en l'machayis, meaning metaltlin serving as the base, and nechasim she'esh l'machayis, karka, meaning the isha, being nikna agav, the metaltlin. That would be a problem. But Rashi says, take it at face value. Nechasim she'esh l'machayis means the woman, because human beings are hokshu l'karkaos. Okay? So that's, again, our Gemara really only said explicitly, ve'evit iskish l'karkaos. Our Gemara is also dealing with Adam. Adam, not only an evit, is ne'erach by the value, the way we evaluate karka, because evit iskish l'karkaos. So Rashi's saying, that's the pashup shot, that all b'nei Adam are hokshu l'karkaos. Tosas don't like that. Tosas there in Kedushin Av Zayin they quote Rashi and they say v'kasha dahu kra ksiv be'eved v'snacheltem. That's a pasuk by avadim. Aval ben chorin lo iskish, a regular stam b'nei adam b'nei chorin, free people. They're not hukshul kakaos. An eved is hukshul kakaos for kinyanim, for he has dinim of karka, but a regular stam person is not hukshul kakaos. Ela dafka b'damai alai lefi shaman osoka eved, like our gemara in Sanhedrin. Yeah, if you have a case of damai alai, we're going to be ma'arich him like an eved, and therefore eved is iskish l'karkaos. But the person himself is not hukish l'karkaos. Yeah, Tosis is right. That is the source. The source is a pasuk by Avadim. Rashi thinks, obviously, that it's true that the source is by Avadim, and most of the Gemaras you see are about Avadim, eved iskish l'karkaos, but it's not the pshat that an eved is different in his quality than a regular person is. It's the pshat that by eved, it's most common that you have someone being kona and eved. The most common time they have dinim of karka that are shayich by a person are by an eved, because you're having masumath and you're having kinyanim back and forth with a person. Normally, you don't have such a thing. So the place where it comes up most that adam is hukish l'karka is by an eved. But fundamentally, the hekish applies by all b'nei adam. Tosa says no. Ein l'chaba al chidusho. We see that it's a chidush by avadim. It's true by avadim, and we know nothing else. We don't know anything else. So avadim are hukish l'kakos, but you don't have such a chidush by stam b'nei adam. This is what the Magid Mishnah says is the yisod behind the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid in Toyin Menitan. In Hilchos Toyin Menitan, Parak Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes as follows: V'chein hachover basadeh chavera, stay chavera. Someone digs trenches, digs holes, digs boros, sheikh and ma'aros in a field of someone else. V'hefsi du'a, and that causes a loss. It ruins the field. V'haru chayev l'shalim bein shetano shechafar v'hu amar lo chafarti. He has to pay back the damages. Aleph, in a case where the guy says you dug and he says no, I didn't. Or the guy says, you dug two ditches, and I say, no, I only dug one ditch. In those cases, you're going to have a shuas hesis. Why isn't that a shuas modem mixas daraisa? The guy said, you dug two holes in my property. I say, no, I didn't. I only dug one. So I'm modem mixas. Modem mixas taina is nishba shvua daraisa. Modem mixas, right? So obviously, why are you not nishba shvua daraisa? Ain't nishba on al karkaos. That's the din. There's no shvuas on karka. We don't take shvuas when the nidon is the karka. So here the Rambam is saying, since it was a modem mixas in the sense of what your response was a modem mixas, but it's on karka. You say I dug two holes. I say I only dug one hole. We're all talking about karkaos here, Einish Ba'an karkaos. Okay, Shavuos Heses Midarabban, and I'll take, but it's a Shavu on karka, which isn't Nishba, and therefore there's no Shavu Daraisa of Shavuos Modem Mixas. Make sense so far? That's what the Rambam says in terms of, he says two holes in the property, and I say, no, only one. The Ravid is Masig here. The Ravid says, Nirin Dvarim, Shetva'o Limalos Hachafiros, Ulahashvos Hachatzeros. What the Rambam said makes sense. The Chiyagavna, that the guy says, you dug two holes in my property, go fill it up. Go be Meshavet Gumos, just not on Shabbos, in the field. Fix what you did. Avlim Tavo Lishalim Chaso. But if the guy says, I don't need you to fill it in, but I need you to pay me back reparations for the damage you caused. This caused $50 worth of damage to my field in value. Pay me back the $50. And I say, what are you talking about? It only caused you $25 of damage, right? Harehu kishar tvios mamon. Then it's like any case of tvias mamon. Uchmisha amaloch chavata bishtayim. It's as if I would say to you, hey, you hit me twice. Behu omer, and you say back, lo chavata yala achas. I only hit you once. So the Rambam is the Ravid is maskim. That the tviya is, I want you to fix my field. You damaged my field, and I want you to fix my field. But in a situation where the guy says, I want you to pay back for the damage you damaged my field, and I say, hey, I only owe you half of that, That's a tzvian mamu, not a tzvian karka. And you'll be chayev a shvuah daraisa in such a case. Modem mixas mina Torah. In that context, the Ravid compares it to this case where I say chavalta bishtayim and you say lo chavalti ala achas. Says the Ravid, such a case is modem mixas a taina and he's nishba shvuah daraisa. What's going on in the machlokas here? So the Magid Mishnah here comments. Umasha kasav harabzal, uchmisha amar lo chavalta bishtayim, etc. What the Ravid says, you say, you hit me twice, and I say, no, I only hit you once. Nirisha kavan osozal, this is what the Ravid means. The aval gab the adam hukish lekarka. Meaning, the Ravid saying it's an exact parallel. Normally speaking, if we're talking about b'nei adam, you would think this is a case of einish ban al karkalos, because b'nei adam are hukshu lekarkalos. Adam hukish lekarka. Uchshu tovo d'mei achavala harikum k'matatlin. But in that case, where the guy says, you owe me for one hit, two hits, and I say, no, only for you one hit, that's going to be a mode of mixas. But otherwise, it would be a shvuah on karka, if we were talking about the person himself, the einish ban al karkos. But adam is hukash lekarka. Okay, but in the if you had a taina on the mamonis, then you could hear that it's not a taina on karkos, and therefore there'd be a shvuah daraisa. And says the Ravid, hu adin hu atam, by the case of the field mamish. If the guy says, I want you to level the field, that's all karka we're talking about. But if the guy says, I want you to pay back reparations for the damages to the field, the money, that's a taina on money, and a shvuah on money, that's going to have a shvuah deraisa. So the Magen Mishnah says, that's what the Ravid's saying. But the Rambam will respond, the Ein Zo Raya. The Rambam will say, there's no Raya from this case of Chavalta, Shtayim, Lo Chavalta. The Chia Amrina, the Adam Hukash Lekarka, that's Hani Mili Avadim. The Chsib Bu Behedji Vesnachatam Osam Levnechem Acharechem. Avashar Inshi Vadei Lo. There's no tzushtel between B'nai Adam and Karka, that Nishban al Karkos, not Nishban al Karkos. There's no tzushtel. Avadim are Hukshu Lekarkos for Dina Kinyanim. That's fine. But the fact that, you know, that I, as a person, am being Toein, that you hit twice, once, that back and forth has no shaykhis to karka, because adam is not hukish lakarka, avadim are hukish lakarkaos. So that's why the reason why it might not be clear to you is, that doesn't account for the machlokas Rambam Ravid Ladina. That explains why the Magen Mishnah thinks there's no raya that the Ravid is trying to bring. It doesn't account for why the Rambam says what he says about not having shuas, modem mixas, Daraisa on Karka, and whether the Rambam would agree to the Ravid's Hasaga. But in terms of the Ravid's actual Hasaga, what the Magid Mishnah explains is that the Ravid thinks there's a Raya from B'nai Adam to Karka, because the Ravid's clearly assuming, like Rashi, not like Tosfos in Kedushin Dav Zayin, that Adam hukash l'karka mamish, and not just of Adam hukash l'karkaos. The Shach in Chesh Mishpat Tzadi Hei, Sivkat Nirches, brings Rayos for the Ravid, that Adam hukash l'karka mamish. And one of the rayos is the Gemara Megillah Chaf Gimel, which is our Gemara in Sanhedrin's Tesvav, that b'damai alai, you need, you know, tesvig b'kohen echad to do the shuma. So the Shach thinks it's mefurish in our Gemara that the Ravid is correct, that Adam Hukash L'Karka, that Rashi is correct on Daf Zayin and Kedushin. Again, I don't think I'm saying a chiddush here. I think this is sort of pasha, but our Gemara is not mefurish, right? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that Adam how is he nerach? Says Adam mikadosh. He's not kadosh. We're not talking about mamish hektish. We're talking about damai alai. Fine. How is he nerach with 10 bnei Adam, one of them being a kohen? Which the Gemara says he's then evaluated ke'eved animka b'shuk. So maybe it's limited to this specific case. In a case where the din is that you have to look at a person as an eved, so then you do the shuma the same way that you would do by karka, because eved, hukish lakarka. Our Gemara doesn't prove, again, not just the Lashon. The Lashon is eved, hukish lakarka in our Gemara, so it's mamish not in our Gemara. But even though we're talking about a person, we're not talking about an eved in our Gemara. But so even if you forget it, if you lab the Lashon, the din of the Gemara is that you have to evaluate this guy like an eved is hukash karka. Nothing about the Gemara tells you necessarily that all b'nai adam are hukash l'karka. It's just the only way to evaluate a person is by looking at him as an eved. And once we're looking at him as Eved, and Eved is Hokish Lakarka. I think that's what Tosa said in Daf Zayin and Kedushin. I read it quickly before, but I think Tosa said that. Vikasha dahu kraksib Eved. Aval ben choron lo iskish. Ela dafka bedamai alai lefisha shamano soka Eved. That's Tosa saying, right? Meaning, in a case where you're shamano soka Eved, okay, so then he's Hokish Lakarka. Not because Adam is Hokish Lakarka fundamentally, but because we're looking at this guy like an Eved right now, and Eved is Hokish Lakarka. But that's a very limited case. Why is this Gemara Mefurish like the Ravid? What does the Shach mean? The Ritva says the same thing in Shavuos Membeis. The Ritva says it's dafka in a case where you're being shamino soka eved that you say hookish lakarka. But if it's a stam b'nei adam, there's no raya from our Gemara. So the Mishnah in Chulan on Tesvav, the Mishnah says, Hashelche b'tziporen, let's say you have someone who shechts with a fingernail. We're being vague for a second. So a person shechts with a fingernail, ain't shechita sokshera. That's not a kashra shechita. Gemara in Chulan Yirches, that Gemara, explains that when the Mishnah had said that shechita bitziporen is not kasher, the Mishnah meant specifically b'mechubar, when the tziporen is mechubar. So what, not for any reason in lamdas necessarily, but the stam assumption would be that we're talking about a person's fingernail, right? And mechubar means that the fingernail is attached to the person. So the Mishnah is then saying that hasheche b'tziporen, if someone takes their fingernail and does a shechita with their fingernail, that's not a shechita k'shera, says the Gemara, calls man that's mechubar. Yeah? Okay. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this, and you're a day of Simen Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, hasheche b'davar ha-mechubar l'karka o l'guf. You shecht to something that's mechubar l'karka or something that's mechubar l'guf. Kigom, tziporen v'shein ha-mechubarim b'behema. Like a fingernail or a tooth that's mechubar, that's attached to a behema. So in those cases, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in shechitas ukshir, shechitas upsula, shechitas upsula. So Rabbi Akiva Eger there, affect the kasha, he says, it's tamuali, this doesn't make sense. The Shach tells us in Chosh Mishpat Simen Sadi Hey, the one we quoted a second ago, the Shach tells us that you have a Ravid, and again, like we saw, we have a Rashi in Kiddush and Daf Zayin. The Shach thinks we have Mufurish Gemaras and Sanhedrin and Megillah. Fine, that Adam is Hokish Lakarka. A Chiddush, not only Evid, all B'nai Adam are Hokish Lakarka. I hear that. So if you shech with a fingernail and it's mechubar to an Adam, it's like shechling with something that's mechubar Lakarka. It's like shechling with something that's Karka. Right? That makes sense. Right? That makes sense. Says Rabbi Hugh Eger, but how do you go from Adam to Behema? A Behema, we don't have any pasuk that tells you a Behema is hookish lakarka. There's no tsushta from the fact that that Adam is considered like karka, iskish lakarka, according to the Ravid, according to the Shach, according to this Rashi in Kedushin. And therefore his tzipor and his fingernail is considered attached to the ground. Therefore Behema also, mehechites that a Behema should also be considered karka, and therefore its fingernail should be considered mechubar lakarka. So, without a Mefurish Gemara, telling you that, so Mehecha Tesi, that the fingernail of a Behema, when it's Mechubar, is going to make any nafkamina, is going to be any different. And the Stam assumption would be that Bali Chaim are metaltalin. They're not attached to the ground, they're not ground, they're metaltalin. So if something's Mechubar and metaltalin, it's metaltalin. So as long as you, again, as long as it's a Behema that you can hold, and there's a base yad, and you're able to perform a kashra shunita, you know, just technically speaking, strategically, you're able to do it. So what should the issue be at all? So that's what the Rebbe Eger is very bothered by in Shulchan Aruch on this mechaber. So far, so good. Okay, so basically, I think most people say the same teretz to Rebbe Eger. I'll tell it to you the way I heard it originally from Artorsky and his shurim on Bab Metzia Shnayim Ochzin. Because I think that it's in Sefer in Reb Chaim. I don't think most people quote it this way, but I think it is in Sefer in Reb Chaim, so it's worth, I think, saying it this way. So, Tversky at the time referenced the Ravid and Gezela Perek Tess. The Ravid and Gezela Perek Tess holds that even though we know Karka is Le'olam Bershus Bailim Omedes, meaning Karka in Exalus, Karka can't be stolen. Why? So there's details here in terms of saying the reasoning, Neshtak Hashem Bailim, things like that. But basically speaking, karka is not an exalus because it's immovable and it's stuck in the place of its owners. So you can't physically remove karka from the ownership of the person, because the olam birshuso shel bailim omedes. So karka is in an exelis. So what if a person stole karka and then nishchasa me'eleha l'achrak zela, the karka was damaged afterwards. So the gazlan can say, harei shel chalafanecha, it never left your rishus, this was always yours, harei shel chalafanecha. So the rabbi here says in Parak Tes of Hilas Gzela, he says that that's not true by avadim. He says that if a person steals avadim, he's not able to say Harei Shel Chalafanech afterwards, because avadim shnigzalu are niknim b'yayish. Just trying to find the lashon for you. Yeah. If it got weaker, so avadim, it's shayach to have yeish once they're in exile. So what the obvious question here is, and it's especially troublesome mineyuve and the ravid, is if avadim are hukshu l'karkos and karka doesn't have a din of yeish, if a karka was nigzal, you can't have yeish on it. There's no yeish, is not going to be chal to take it out of the ownership of the bailim. So then what maishna by avadim? Avadim are also hukshu l'karkos. So if someone steals avadim, how is yeish yeshayach by avadim according to the ravid? I don't know if this is really, I was saying before Kabbalah Homer and the Shittas Ravid, I'm not sure if you have to say this, but Kabbalah Homer and the Shittas Ravid that he holds Adam is Mamash Hukash Lakarka. It's not really Kabbalah Homer because we're talking about Avadim anyway, so everyone agrees Avadim are Hukash Lakarka. But why is it that Avadim have a din of Yeish when they're stolen? So Reb Chaim deals with this in Sefer. So here I'm going to read to you Reb Chaim's words and you'll listen closely and we'll try to pull out what the Yesod is. Vim Kein Hariyesh Lomar, he quoted the Ravid and he says as follows. This, that, avadim are not nigzal, they're not stolen. Kol zehu rak l'inyan dinin ha-mesuyamim b'gezela. That's only related to very particularized dinim of gezela. V'lo chayli b'hu kinyanim shel gezela. Kinyane gezela are not chal by avadim. That's what it means that an eved is not nigzal. Kinyane gezela are not chal. U'memela g'leith b'hu kinyan shinoi. Okay, so yayish shinoi, you can't have a kinyan afterwards, can be chal. Du gam kin midine gezela. Mashenkin yeish. Yeish is not a din in gzela. The dino noe gamba aveda. Yeish applies also by aveda. That's the source for yeish. It's from aveda. Velo mischashev midine gzela. Verak maise gzela bilvad hu debalinan. Kadesh ye noe bay din yeish. Mizelo imut avadim. Vishaper niknin bi yeish. Says Reb Chaim like this. The avadim are not big zela. Like karka means that avadim don't have kinyane gzela. They don't have the dine misuyamim l'gzela. But there is a maisa gzela that a person performs when he steals an eved from its owner. When he takes it, he's done a maisa gzela. So that, says Reb Chaim, there was never a meat on avadim. Avadim have a maisa gzela. Yeish is not a din in kinyane gzela. The haraya, it's from aveda. When you have an aveda, if it left your rishus, and now you're Misyayish, it's ownerless. So too, if something left your Rishus through Gzela, and you're Miyayish, it's ownerless. Regardless of whether the guy made a Kinyan Gzela, Yayish can kick in if something was taken out of your Rishus physically. So the physical act of taking something out of your Rishus, that happens by Avadim. The Shem Gzela of Dinim of Kinyane Gzela don't apply by Avadim. But the Maisa Gzela certainly happened. B'Messias, the guy took an Eved out of your Rishus. Or in other words, this is the way that the Velt really says it, and this is what Reb Chaim was saying. Karka is different than metaltlin in two ways. Karka is different than metaltlin in two ways. First of all, it has a chalos shem karka. Al pi din, it's karka, it's nechasim sheyesh l'machrayis. It's al pi din considered karka. Secondly, karka is different than metaltlin because b'metzias it's different. Because it's immovable, it's immobile, it sits in one place. It's not able to be taken or moved or pushed around. So karka is different than metaltlin, both al pi halacha, al pi din, chal shem karka, and al pi metzias. In reality, it's different than metaltlin in that it's lo naidi. Metalton are nighty. Metalton are movable. They're transportable. Karka is not portable. So Reb Chaim is saying what everyone really, really ends up saying is that there are some dinim about karka that are tali in that first idea, in the chalas shem, the din karka which karka has, and there are some dinim which are tali in the mitzias of karka. So for example, ein nishbain al karkos. Why don't we take a shvua on karkos? Not because there's anything different about the mitzias about karka. The mitzias doesn't have any relationship with the fact that we do or don't take shvuas. We don't take shvuas on karka because there's some chalos shem, sorry, there's some din to karka that as long as you have a chalos shem karka, we won't take a shvu on you. Eino na'a bekarkos. Not because it's not transportable, not movable, but because it has a chalos shem karka, anything that has a din karka, there's no ona'a applicable in that case, at least b'di'evit. Some dinim are not tali in the chalos shem of karka, but are tali in the mitzias of karka. When we say an eved is hukash l'karka, or if you go to the extreme, when we say b'nei adam are hukash l'karkaos, we don't mean, this is the way Rutorsky said at the time, we don't mean that if you would take an apple seed and plant it on an eved's head, or on a person's head, it would grow a tree. Right? We don't mean that there's a hekesh between b'nei adam and karka, meaning now b'mitzias, every person is like karka. No, b'mitzias, we're different. We are movable, we're portable, you can pick me up, you can put me down. That's a mitzias, we're very different than karka. What we mean is there's a chalos shem karka to an individual or to an eved, depending on which sheet you hold by. What the Ravid is saying is that kinyane gezela are dinim in the chalos shem karka. You cannot have gezela, this is debatable by the way, you cannot have this part, you cannot have gezela on karka because ain karka negzelas, because that's a din. That's a chalos shem. You could have said differently. You could have said it's because karka can't be moved. And it's a mitzias question, which I thought is what Tosa says in the beginning of Ezer Neshech. I didn't double check that. Samach Aleph. The Avadim are 90, but karka is not 90. So this is debatable. About Sukkah Negzalos?
Yeah, Sukkah
Negzalos,
yeah.
Same thing. Right. So that's debatable. But what Rebbe Chaim is assuming is that the Kinyane Gezela, at least, the Kinyane Gezela are totally in the chalos shem karka. Okay, that Eved is Sukkah Negzalos. And Kinyane Gzela can't be chal by the Eved. Fine. That's what the Rav is assuming. But this, that you could have Yayish on something, that's not totally in a chalos shem karka to the item or to the person. That's totally in, was this removed from someone's rishus? And if it was, now there's Yayish on it, it loses its ownership. So the Eved, b'mitzias, was removed from the rishus. Karka is not removed from the rishus. So Yayish can't apply to karka because it wasn't removed from the rishus. But the Eved who was removed, who was taken out, Yeish can be chal, just like it's chal by Aveda. It's not totally in Dine Kinyane Gzela. It's totally b'metzias. If it's Adav's Rishus and I have Yeish, the Yeish is chal. So b'yisod adavar, though, that's the Ravid. B'yisod adavar, Reb Chaim saying, and then what the Velt subsequently says, is this is a very important distinction between two dinim and karka. We're going to come back to this, b'lin adar mitzashem. Two dinim and karka. Karka is a shame karka, and karka is a mitzias of karka. Some dinim are totally in the shame karka, ein nishbon al karkaos, ein onal bekarkaos. The Ravid, according to the Reb Chaim, is saying ein gzela bekarkaos, ein karka nigzelas. Those are all totally in the shame karka. Some dinim are totally in the mitzias of karka. Yayish is totally in the mitzias of karka. Planting an apple tree is totally in the mitzias of karka. There's no hekish between bnei adam or avadim and karka, litany and things that have to do with mitzias. That's the Yisod, yeah? So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked Akasha. The Mishnah says that if you have a tzipora and that's mechubar, or a fingernail that's attached, you can't shecht with it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what that means, the Gemara must mean, that if you have a fingernail that's attached to a behema, you can't shecht with it. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a behema? Who mentioned behema? Nimshal ke behemos, nidnu? What are you talking about? The Mishnah must be talking about Bnei Adam. Why? Because we know it's a din in Mechubar. Mechubar lekarka only applies by Bnei Adam. Behemos are metadlin. Behemos are movable. They're 90. B'mitzias, they move around. They're not karka. And we don't have a gzeres akasav. We don't have a hekish between behema and karkaos. maybe Bnei Adam, definitely Avadim, you could say there's a hekesh between the people and the karka, and therefore a tzipor that's mechuber to the Adam is mechuber lekarka, and you can't shecht with it. But a behema mechetesi. What's the answer? Says the mechaber, no. The din of ein shachtin b'mechubar by a tziporen has nothing to do with the shame karka. It's a metzias digger question. It's, I don't know, you could try to explain it because it's going to be very difficult to do because it won't have a, it won't be steady, it won't be, it's not a good tactical idea to use a fingernail that's mechubar to something, to shech, whatever the point is, but the point is that it's not a din in the shame karka, it's in the metzias. It's in the metzias of being mechubar. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it's true. This is the important part. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't think that it's kasher by an Adam. Even Rabbi Kiviger didn't think that. The Shulchan Aruch thinks also the Adam's fingernail, if it's mechubar, is problematic. But even a behema's fingernail, when it's mechubar, is problematic. Why? Not because it has a shame karka on the fingernail. No, because that is b'metzias, mechubar. You don't need a chal of shame karka in order to have this psul of shechita by the fingernail. As long as b'metzias, it's mechubar, to its place of growth, that's going to be problematic for shechita. That's what that's the teretz on the Rebbe Kiviger's kasha. It happens to be that the teretz doesn't work within the shach, because the shach in Chayish and Mishpat in Shin Samach Gimel, he himself is cholik on the Ravid about Yeish ba'avadim. He doesn't think Yeish applies by avadim because he says ain hekesh l'chatzayin. So once you say avadim are hukshul karkaos, they're hukshul gamrei, and you can't have Yeish ba'avadim. So it sounds like the shach doesn't have this chiluk between dine karka that are tali b'metzias and dine karka that are tali in chal l'shem karka. So the shach himself, who really Rabbi Kiviger was asking the kasha on, doesn't have this chiluk. So I don't know, maybe lefize we see why Rabbi Kiviger was so bothered and didn't say the answer that we gave. But l'chor, the answer al pi emes within the mechaber is that the mechaber doesn't mean dinim of mechubar l'karka has a shem karka. He means dinim of mechubar to a body are b'metzias, not usable for shechita. And that's why, regardless of whether it's a person or a behema, you can't use the fingernail when it's mechubar. Yeah.
The fingernail thing is not really similar to the Ravid and the Reb Chaim. We're not talking about chibur l'karka, we're talking about mechubar to something. That's not part of the two dinim in karka, which is one being mechubar l'karka, and one and not running around, and one being karka mamish. This is just mechubar to something else.
Yeah.
But that's not, there are two dinim in karka, one is mechubar l'karka and one is...
Yeah, this is not a din in karka, that's correct. It's a din in mechubar, it's a din in mechubar.
Right, but the Ravid, we're not talking about the din in mechubar, you're talking about the din in mechubar l'karka, right?
Yeah.
So it's a different point, it's just like a mashal for that.
Is it like a mashal or is it more than a mashal? It's definitely a mashal. The point is that when you see the word mechubar, it doesn't always mean... whether it's mechubar l'karka or mechubar l'behem or mechubar l'adam, it doesn't...
Kufa on this nekuda of karka, per se. That's why I want to say what the problem is with the shach l'shitaso and Rabbi Kiva Eger holding like that
shach. Oh.
It's not the same topic.
Again, because the shach can still say, without understanding this lumdus, the shach can still say, yeah, I hold that there's no chilek between a metzias of karka and a shein karka, playing yayish, for example, but I could still understand the Shulchan Aruch
that
a separate psul mechubar by shechita. I hear that. And then Rabbi Kiviger is just, and then whatever, then the teretz works in Rabbi Kiviger even within the shach.
Yeah.
I hear that. I think about it more, but I hear that, yeah. Yeah, so here the Gemara on Tesvav, the Gemara continues.
If you don't hold of the chiluk of two types of karka, what about Balchol? So you would disagree with Artosis, the Shach, I'm saying. You disagree with Artosis here, the Balchol and the Rashbam and the Yeshnochlim, that by Balchol, that a person is not in the Shabbat, the Avadim. So you disagree with that, that they're Mamish Kakarka, and of course they're Meshubbid.
Like all Dinim, you're saying?
Yeah.
All Dinim would be the same. I mean, I don't know. I guess it sounds like that. Ain hakesh l'chatzayin, so maybe all the same, unless there's some chiluk that we don't know about that's more fundamental the shach would agree to. But I don't remember if the shach like says inside that example in Shin Samach Gimel.
He does. He says that the reason why...
Shibud?
Yeah, he says he reads the Rashbam differently than what he's saying. He reads the Rashbam that since Avadim are not Samcha Daite, then Mimela, they're not Meshubud, but generally speaking, the rule is Shein Kaka. But because of the Samcha Daita of Shein Karka, that's the way he said it, by Shibud. That's what the Shaflim is, if I call correctly. She put his tali on Samchadaita. So Avadim run around, so they're not Samchadaita.
Is that just what the Rashbam says?
No, because you could read it that Avadim had a shame.
Alpi Din versus Smichas Das.
It's only Dinim Daraisa, but apparently for some reason the Rashbam understands she put it there Rabbanan. Rashbam. And Mela, that wouldn't apply to Avadim. That's the other way to read the Shaflim. That's why the Rashi. Whatever. But that is tali on Smichas Das. That's what I thought.
Okay.
So you're saying even if you hold Shiva the Daraisa, you could still get around
Avadim and say that, yeah, but Shiva has part of the Dinim and are Shaykh the Smichas Das. Different club than Kaka and
Tapa
and other places.
Yeah. So the Gemara continues right here. This is related. The Gemara continues, Bari Rabbi Avin, Seir Omid Ligzos Bekama. What about hair that's long enough that it's ready to be cut? It's kikazuz dami uvishloja, or it's kimechuber dami basara. You see it as mechuber to the adam, and therefore it's basara still, because it's still mechuber lakarka. Whatever. Just saying mechuber lakarka, but apply everything I said before, whether it's literally mechuber lakarka or not. Or kikazuz dami, it's already as if it's gone, because it's omi to be cut, and therefore it's bishlosha like mtathlon. So the Gemara brings a raya. Tashma. Hamakdish is avdo ein molim bo. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer molim besayro. Someone's makdish is ebed. So is there me'ila or is there not me'ila? So there's no me'ila. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, but yeah, there's me'ila on the sar, on the sayar. And what's that case talking about? But kaimon de besayro ha'ome ligazes or ligzos is pligi. So shmamina, not like Rabbi Nachman, the pashtus is if you hold seyar ha'omei ligazes is ke gazes dami, so you'll say mo'el in b'sayro. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Yeah. And then the Gemara tries to be told in other cases. I mean, it's important just time-wise. So, Tosas here asks Akasha and Seir HaOmed. Well, Tosas make a comment here. It's not clear if they're asking Akasha. Maybe they're saying Akasha, though. Tosas say a comment here. Afa gav de me'ila yalfina mitruma. So me'ila we learn from truma. Agzer shava. Chet mitruma. And, you know, a lot of things. In particular, we learn the fact that it doesn't apply to karka. By me'ila, ein molim b'karkalos, we learn from truma. Chet mitruma. So even though it's true that we learn this din of ein me'ila b'karkalos from truma, ula in truma, lo amrin kol omid liktzor kikatzer dami. And by truma, we don't say this klal of kol omid liktzor kikatzer dami. And yet, here by me'ila, we seem to be saying kol omid ligazes kikazes dami. What do you mean? The one's learned from the other. Why are we separating? Why are we distinguishing? So that's what I mean. That sounds like it's like a kash and teretz, right? Tosas is pointing that out. Why? Dil inyan hai lo yalfina mitruma. No, yeah, this prat we don't learn from truma. The timol ma'al riba. There's a riboy, as we have in Me'ila, for a couple of dinim, that timol ma'al mikol makom, and therefore you could have a riboy of more cases by Me'ila, where Me'ila is shayich. So even though by truma, kola omeid liktzor is not kikatzer dami, by Me'ila it is kikatzer or kigazes dami in our case, and you could have Me'ila on something that's omeid ligazes. Yeah? That's Tosfos. So, Mevuar and Tosfos is the maskana that you have a chilek between Truma and Me'ila, even though they're both from the same source, meaning Me'ila is being learned from Truma, chet. But by Truma, we don't say kol ha'omeid liktzor, by Me'ila, we do say it. But all the Achronim ask on Tosfos that this is very difficult. If you want to say that Me'ila and Truma have a lot of similarities, but some differences, fine. But here, the etzem din of Ein Me'ila B'Karkalos is learned from Truma. You can't tell me, yeah, the etzem din is learned from truma, but some pratim in that din aren't learned from truma. Yeah, that is what you're learning. This is gufa what you're learning from truma. There's no, what Tosas say is a drasha of tim omal, is not a gemara. It's almost like Tosas saying, shema shum drasha, you know, nidrash, they just happen to be able to point to it. Oh, it's probably one of those tim omal ribuys. But there's no gemara in Mi'il that says, because of tim omal, kola omed ligazes, kigazes, I mean, does apply to Mi'ila. Tosas are just saying, it must be, this is one of the distinctions that exists between Mi'ila and truma. You could say that if you have a drush on the Gemara that says, oh, to be marbeh, that kol omed ligazis kigazis dami. But if all we know is that me'ila is learned from truma, that ain me'ila bekarkal is just like ain, just like by truma, so how do you tell me that this prat in that din doesn't exist by me'ila without a mefurish drush on the Gemara? So what we're about to say, yeah. You have to think if it answers the question or points to an answer, or maybe it's not, maybe you don't like it at all. I think it's definitely the right start of an answer, and you'll look after. I when I prepared this, I didn't have with me my svarim, but I saw that on Otzar HaChachma, that the in the Shiur HaRav, that Rav Soloveitchik said this. He didn't quote, I'm not sure how he said it, but he definitely said the same, so it probably got it from the same place. So, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has a very famous, very important shtickl. It's in Chidushei HaGram, in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Hei Halacha Hei. It's also worth looking at Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet, in Chidushei HaGram. And he talks about it also in this in the same shtickl in Kovetz Chidushei Torah, about Atzitz Shein Onakov. The Gemara in Chulin on Tazvav Tazayin has various seemingly contradictory sources about Mechubar. Mechubar is yeah kasher, not kasher for Shechita. It's just a bunch of seeming stiras. And the Gemara tries to resolve or reconcile all of those stiras by basically being mechalik between Talish Luv Sof Chibro and Mechubar Meikara. I mean, you have a case where something is Mechubar to the Karka Meikara, or you could have a case where something was initially detached from the karka and then reattached or attached to the karka. According to the Gemara, it's a little bit more complicated than we're saying now, but according to the Gemara, Rebbe is only going to be posel b'dieved if it was mechuber me'ikara. But if the item was talish originally, ulevesov chibro, and then it was attached to the ground, in such a case, it shouldn't be used l'chatchila for shchita, but it's a kasher shchita b'dieved. It's a kasher shchita b'dieved. It's not so simple because Rava then has a baya about this later on. I think the Rishonim talk about this. I just don't remember what they say. But I think the Ramban talks about this. I forget. I think the Ramban talks about this. But the Rava then has a baya about, by Shechita, do we say Talish Uvasov Chibro is Kechibro Dami or not? The Rebbe already answered that according to the earlier Gemara. Okay, so Rava was somehow not accepting what Rebbe said. But either way, that's the Gemara has discussion here, whether in terms of resolving different stiras, where basically the Gemara first assumes and then leaves it as an open-ended question, seemingly, whether Talish Ulev Sof Chibro has the same din as Mechubar or not, for Shechita. Meaning, Shechita ben Mechubar is not okay. We saw that already. Shechita ben Mechubar is not okay, but Talish Ulev Sof Chibro, where it was originally detached from the ground, then it was attached to the ground, that may be okay or may not be okay. That's a little bit of a din in there in the Gemara. So the Gemara raises that din not only by Shechita, but the Gemara says there's also a din about Hechsher for Tuma, being Machshir Zrayim for Tuma. Let's say you have rainwater that's falling on a wall, so it's being Makabel, the rainwater. So it needs to be that you have in mind that it's for a Davar Atalish. So what if I want the water for something which is talish ulosof chibro? That's what the Gemara says. So that's a machlokas tanayim, it seems like. That's a machlokas tanayim, the Gemara there. You have to look inside for the details, but it's another case where talish ulosof chibro is tali in a machlokas, whether that's considered ke mechubar dami, and therefore it's nakmi machshir for tuma, or it's ke talish dami, since it was initially talish. Similarly, you have the same deed in there by avodah zara. Bias shebnao. person builds a house, so it was originally talish and then mechuber. Originally it was sticks and stones, and then it was mechuber to the ground. So if a person's oved to a bias, habanoi, does he make the house into, is it aser as a davar hanevad or not? Talish ulusov chibra. These are all, and the Gemara seems to be taller them all in each other in various cases. The other place that the Gemara talks about this is Me'ilah. So it's interesting. If you look in Hilchos Me'ilah Perek Ha'elacha Hei, this is where Ramesh Soloveitchik is coming from. So the Rambam says, Ein Me'ilah ela betalish min hakarka. So there's no Me'ilah by karka. There's only Me'ilah from talish min hakarka. Talish min hakarka. He gives examples. And then he says, V'chein hamakdish bias banoi hadar bo lomal. Let's say you have a built house and you're makdish it. Does Me'ilah apply? So he says, Me'ilah does not apply. So again, a built house means talish ulesof chivro, correct? And here we're saying Me'ilah doesn't apply by talish ulesof chivro. Everyone with me? Mm-hmm. Talish ulesof chivro, a house. If I'm makdish it, there's no din of Me'ilah. Why? Because Me'ilah only applies to things that are talish. This was talish, but now it's mechuber. So talish ulesof chivro sounds like it's considered mechuber. That's fine. I'm just taking a stand on that machlokas, right? The problem is that in every other case, the Rambam seems to say that talish levazov chibro is dino ketalish. In every other case. Is dino kemechubar. Sorry, is dino kemechubar. In every other case. Here, by Avodah Zarah, yeah, start again. By Me'ilah, he's saying that talish levazov chibro is considered mechubar. Is considered mechubar. By all other cases, like Avodah Zarah, he says ha'oved lebayis, that was banui. He says that's considered, yeah, Avodah Zarah, it's a Davar HaNevad, which means that this was a Davar HaNetaltel, this was a Davar HaTalish. What do you mean it was Levesov Chivro? Apparently, Talish Levesov Chivro is not considered a Mechubar. So, the Rambam has stiras. Me'ilah and Avodah Zarah is the most prominent one. So, how does the Rambam pass him? Talish Levesov Chivro is, yeah, considered Talish, or Talish Levesov Chivro is considered Mechubar, now that it's Mechubar Lekarka, like he says by Me'ilah. So Ramesh Soloveitchik said there's a chiluk. The reason this is shaykh what we're talking about before, because it sounds like the chiluk, and really he does hint at this as well, it sounds like the chiluk is really, it's really the same chiluk we're talking about earlier today. In our sugya, let's say Avodah Zarah. So by Avodah Zarah, the question is, by Talish Lubasov Chibro, the question is, does this have a din mechubar or a din talish? Is it considered attached or is it considered detached? Right? That's what we're asking. There's other sugyas in Shas that don't talk about the words talish and mechubar. They talk about karka and metatlin. Does this thing have a din karka or a din metatlin? Ein nishban al karkaos. Again, to return to our previous example. Ein nishban al karkaos. That's not about talish and mechubar. That's about karka or metatlin. Ye nishban al metatlin. No nishban an karkaos. Our sugyas is about talish ulevasof chibro. So Maisha explained, these two dinim, karka and metatlin on the one hand, talish and mechubar on the other hand, they're not interchangeable. They're not the same dinim that are being thrown around with different terms. The whole din of talish ulosov chibro, that's only a question that comes up when the relevant discussion, the relevant categories that we're working on are talish versus mechubar. But if your halacha distinguishes between karka and metaltalin, then talish and mechubar isn't shayach, or talish ulevasov chibro is not shayach anymore. Talish ulevasov chibro is pashat dino kekarka. A house is dino kekarka. Ein nishban al karkaos applies to a house. There's no din in the Gemara that says, what about a house by ein nishban al karkaos? Is that talish ulevasov chibro, and therefore, what's the... No. A house is dino kekarka. The question is it considered talish karka, or is it considered mechubar karka? Is it detached or is it attached? How do we look at it? Meaning, in a regular case where you have something that grows from the ground, a tree, it was made kara attached to the ground, so that connection is very intrinsic and it's very rooted in the ground, and therefore it's mamish dino kekarka, and it's mechubar. What if you have a house where it started as a sticks and stones, and now I attach it to the ground? So right now it has din karka. It's bottled to the karka. It's planted in there. It's not going anywhere. It's dino ke karka. It has a chalos shem karka. Any shvan al karkos would apply to the house. But do you view it as davar talish, which just has a din of karka? Or do you view it as davar mechubar, which obviously has a status of karka? That's where Ramesh Soloveitchik says the chilek is. If you're not understanding it now, it's fine. I mean, it's not fine. I think I'm saying it pretty clearly. But if I'm not, we could go over it again. But you'll see it inside. It'll be even clearer. But it's important to just pay attention to it and go it over, because it's a big yisod. So he says that when the question is something talish or mechubar, then you could have a din. When you have talish levasov chibra, whether that's considered talish or mechubar. Because talish means detached, mechubar means attached. And the shail is, what's the standard of attachedness that you need in order to have a din of mechubar? But as long as something is mechubar b'metzias, it's going to have a status of karka. It's going to have a status of karka. It's not metaltlin. A house is not metaltlin. It might have a din talish, le'inim dinei that dinim that are talin talish and mechubar, but it has a status of karka. So says Ramesh like this. When it comes to avodah zara, the din is, and he says this differently in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. This is a problem. He says it differently in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But the way he says it in Hilchos Me'ilah, and I think in Hilchos Shabbos also, by the way, it's interesting. If you look in Chiddushei HaGram, at the end of the shtickle on Hilchos Shabbos, they have a letter from the Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim says, what you said about Talash Mechubar and Kotzer, and he says in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, I agree, and I also said the same shtickle in Vlajan. He said, I said the same shtickle to her. So this is Yisudaso Bahari Kodesh. Avodah Zara, the question is, are you being oved a davar talish? Are you being oved a davar mechubar? So the Gemara dans, well, it's talish of so chibro. Does that have a status of talish and mechubar? There's no din that there's no avodah zara in karka. The din is that avodah zara only applies to something that's a davar talish. By me'ila, says Rav Meshach Soloveitchik, by me'ila, the question is not talish and mechubar. The question is karka or metaltlin. Mi'ila only applies by non-karka. It's like Einish Banal Karkaos. It's a din in the Chalos Shem Karka. Or if we wanted to compare it to what we were talking about before, it's not a din in the fact that B'mitzias, this is mobile or attached to the ground. It's a din in whether this has a Shem Karka or does not have a Shem Karka. A house has a Shem Karka. It might be considered a Davar HaTalish, let's say Le'inyan Avodah Zarah, maybe Le'inyan Hechsher for Tuma. If you found the case with the shechita, it might be of a status of talish, but it definitely has a shame karka. If it has a shame karka, then me'ila will not apply, no matter what. Why? Not because there's a difference in the Rambam between, he can't be distinguishing because it's a stira otherwise. The house is the same house. In one case, it's talish l'vasol chibro, is yeh mechubar, one case, not mechubar, no. Talish l'vasol chibro always has a status of talish, but it also has a shame karka. The house does have a shem karka. So you could split. And you could say that when the dinim are tali and talish and mechubar, this house has a status of talish. But that doesn't stare the fact that when the dinim are tali and karka versus not karka, it also has a shem karka. That's Rav Meisha's chiluk. And he says, me'ila, he says the way you could prove this is you could always look whether the din of ein nishbayin and ein ona, you could always prove it by showing does whatever we're talking about apply to avadim also. If it does apply to avadim, it proves that we're talking about a shame karka, not a talish mechubar. Because avadim are the example of what we're talking about before. They're talish, they're movable, but they have a status of mechubar lekarka in the sense of karka. They have a status of shame karka. So if you say einish banar karkos, you know it's a din in the shame karka, not a din in the metzias of karka, or a din in talish. It's a din in the shame karka. So he says ein me'ila ba'avadim proves, there is a din of ein me'ila ba'avadim, proves that the whole din of ein me'ila b'karkos is about karka, the shame karka, not about talish or mechubar. That's what Ramesh Soloveitchik Shtickle Torah. You look inside, it's very gishmak. There's really two difficulties. One is the Gemara Me'ila, which he does deal with in the last paragraph. It's just hard to understand. And the other difficulty is that he says something different in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, but that's just different Shtickle Torah. It's okay. The Gemara does compare Avodah Zarah to Me'ila. The Gemara does compare. No, in this context of Talish Vosob Chibro, it says they're Tali Habaha. So Ramesh gives an answer. It's just it's very dachistic, but he gives an answer. The Ram doesn't. It's liman the amar in the Gemara there, not and the Ram doesn't pass in the way. So just coming back, and we'll end with this. So we asked the Kasha in the beginning. So Taisus said that it's true, and maybe Tosar are struggling with the Kasha here, maybe they're just making a point. But Taisus said it's true that we learn Me'ila from Truma. Chet, that Truma, there's a Hafka of Karka, so too Me'ila has Hafkav Karka. Even so, there's a distinction, there's a chilek between Me'ila and Truma. Why? Because Truma, we have this din of Kol HaKatzer is not Kekatzer Dami. And Me'ila has a din of Kol HaKatzer, Kol HaOmed LiGazez is Kegazez Dami. How are you distinguishing? What do you mean? The limud comes from Truma. How do you say within the limud that there's a distinction? The answer is what we learned from Truma. Truma probably has both of these dinim, that's why it's possible. What we learned from Truma isn't that we learned Ein Me'ila on the entity of Karka. But what form does that take? So by Truma, that might mean Ein Truma applying to Mechubar. Mechubar versus Talish. It only applies to Talish. And therefore, if you have something which is Omeid Likatzer, Omeid to be Niktzar, it's true that it's supposed to be cut, but right now, B'mitzias, what is it? It's connected to the ground. So it's still Mechubar. But if the din is not totally in Talish and Mechubar, the din is totally in Karka, like we know it's true by Me'ila, which is what we learn here, that Ein Me'ila Bekarkalus means the Shein Karka, then if something's Omeid Ligazes, even though B'mitzias it's connected to the ground, it no longer has a shame karka, because it's dead to the karka. It's on its way out. It's a goses from the karka. It's not anymore really part of the karka. So it's true, it's mechubar mitzias. It has a mitzias of karka, so to speak, but it doesn't have a chal shame karka. It doesn't have a din karka. So what we learn from Truma is just that we look at the karka. But Me'ila, it's a din in karka. Truma might be a din in both, but it's also a din in talish mechubar. And therefore, you can end up with a distinction based, again, on Ramesh Soloveitchik's chiluk, between Shrumos and Me'ila. And all of that, again, is really, and we'll stop with this, all of that is really very much related to, as Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out, is really related to what we started with, which is that when we talk about Karka, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about a Metzias of Karka, and we're talking about a Din of Karka. The Din of Karka means there's a Chalas Shem. The Metzias of Karka means something's immovable. It's not mobile. It's Mechubar. So there are some dinim that are totally in Mechubar Vitalish, whether this thing is mobile or not. And there are some dinim in Artali and whether this has a chalos shem karka. But in order to clear any sugya, whether it's in Ishban, whether it's in Ona, whether it's Chavala, whether it's Moda B'Mixas, whether it's our case of Me'ila, Vodizara, Hechsher, you have to figure out, are we talking about Mechubar and the Metzias of Karka, or are we talking about the din of Karka, the shem Karka? And that's what Moshe Soloveitchik was driving at as well, and that's what really Reb Chaim was already talking about in Hilchos Gezeilah. Okay, we'll stop here.